This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Boulder County will end its mask mandate Friday evening at 5 o'clock. Masks will no longer be required inside schools or indoor spaces. Many Front Range counties, including Denver and Broomfield, ended their mask mandates recently. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a bill to crack down on toxic air pollution. CPR Sam Brash reports.
State Senator Julie Gonzalez, who represents Denver, joined other lawmakers and environmental advocates to announce the bill at the state capitol.
It is no secret that here in Colorado, our air is not nearly as clean as we all want it to be. And too often, it's the folks on the margins who have to pay the greatest price.
The proposed legislation calls for up to 6 new air monitoring stations. It then says regulators must set new limits on different toxic air pollutants, toxins not regulated by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. If levels exceed those limits, the bill would give the state new authority to crack down on companies. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Patagonia, REI, and the North Face are among those that are boycotting the outdoor retailer trade show if it moves from Denver to Salt Lake City. The group is accusing Utah officials of chipping away at public land conservation. And the Cherry Creek School District held last night's board meeting virtually due to a bomb threat. Jefferson County School District Board received a bomb threat last week. It is currently 56 degrees in Denver, 40 in Vail. This is CPR News.